Well, after the approval of Adani's Carmichael coal mine, climate change activists have taken to the street in protest. Many have been arrested for using unlawful protest techniques, leading to an argument over whether the law is trumping freedom of expression. Farah Taufik has this story.
Is there a right or wrong way to protest? Environmental activists are becoming increasingly concerned over how the police handles protests, as a growing number of protesters are being arrested for blocking roads. At the same time, movements like Extinction Rebellion have been criticized for protesting without permits and disrupting traffic. Critics of the movement say laws around public assembly should be upheld. Others think the law itself is the problem. Spokesperson for Extinction Rebellion, Shane Primrose, says their critics haven't fully grasped the reason behind their protests.
I think those that are criticising the method aren't really completely grasping the scale or the scope of what's actually happening here. Non-violent civil disobedience is a proven method throughout history to create movements and to create social change.
Mr. Primrose says in the long term, more people will support what they're doing when they realise that demanding climate action is more important than disruption of their everyday lives.
Yeah, we're standing on the right side of history here. There may be some people that in the short term are bothered by the fact that they're a little bit late for work or stuck in traffic. Those annoyances will fade, and the realisation and the understanding that we need climate action, those understandings stay with people.
Mr. Primrose expressed worry over how the police have handled the protest, saying arrests represent a danger on the freedom of expression.
Police were using pressure points to get people to move, putting people in pain.
But LNP leader in Queensland, Deb Frecklington, says this is a cut case of people breaking the law, so the arrests are justified.
Well, look, if these people are doing the wrong thing, they should be arrested. We should be throwing the full force of the law at these people. We have to remember these are the jokers that are actually upsetting people's lives. They're shutting down streets in inner city Brisbane. They're bringing the city to a halt, and it's just not good enough. And people are sick of it.
But Mr. Primrose says this is a last resort after all else has failed.
We are taking civil disobedience and non-violent direct action. Absolutely would not be doing this if we were not in such a critical situation and this was not the last option that we have left. We have absolutely tried everything.
Dr. Rebecca Annan-Walsh, senior lecturer at the T.C. Byrne School of Law and researcher of human rights and national security law and policy, says both parties are correct, concluding that the problem lies within the law itself.
So Australia is the only Western liberal democracy that lacks national codified rights protection. So what that means is we don't have a national Bill of Rights. We also don't have a national Charter of Rights. So the starting point for talking about rights, including rights to protest, is that we don't have them. When it comes to protest, that's a little bit different because the High Court has interpreted the Constitution to give right to a very limited implied freedom of political communication.
Dr. Annan-Walsh says this means the government technically cannot enact laws to ban protests, but can control the extent to which protests can go, such as public property damage and blocking streets. But she says new laws will solve the problem.
Now, in Queensland, that situation is a little bit different, or it's about to become different. So in Queensland, where the Adani protests were, of course, there was a Charter of Human Rights that was introduced just in February. And that charter protects freedom of association, freedom of expression, and as part of that, a right to protest. That charter doesn't actually come into force and start being useful for anybody, I guess, until next year.
Adani and its Carmichael mine have been target of many environmental protests. The company responded saying, everyone is entitled to their own opinion and they encourage people to base their opinion on the facts and to conduct protests legally and safely without anyone, including their employees or the community, being at risk.
And that story was by Farah Taufik.